The ultimate absurdity of 1.5 degrees Celsius and net zero. Commentary. You've got to hand it to the climate alarmists, they do some really skillful marketing to promote their cause. One effective tactic in public discourse is to encapsulate one's position, especially one about an exceedingly complex issue, in a short, pithy, easy-to-remember phrase. Lightning has struck twice for the climate alarmists in that regard. The now widely known phrases 1.5 degrees Celsius and net zero have become popular slogans for the alarmist agenda. The only problem is, the two terms don't stand up to close scrutiny. 1.5 degrees Celsius is an example of silly arbitrariness, and net zero is spectacularly fatuous. Let's debunk the brazen pretentiousness of 1.5 degrees Celsius first. Alarmists would have us believe that a 1.5 degree C increase in average global temperature since the dawn of the industrial age is an ominous threshold, which, should we cross it, will turn us all, by some mystical power, into pumpkins. The problem with this assertion is that it ignores several inconvenient facts. First, by arbitrarily selecting the dawn of modern industrialism as its starting point, a point from which global temperatures already have risen at least 1 degree C, they essentially chose the tail end of the punishingly cold little ice age as the starting point. We should be grateful for this. Do the alarmists seriously believe that the human race world would be better off if we were to return to LIA temperatures by Earth's average temperature falling a degree than for Earth's temperature to rise another full degree? By every measure, the climate is so much more benign and beneficial for terrestrial life with today's warmth than it was during the frigid LIA. I doubt most human beings would even be able to detect an increase of another half degree. The historical climatological record shows that temperatures were warmer than today during the Roman period 2,000 years ago, and even warmer than that during the Minoan age of about 3.5 millennia ago, eras when human civilization thrived and prospered. Ah, the alarmists say, if we return to those earlier, slightly higher temperatures, our planet will be plagued with increased adverse weather events, more floods and/or droughts, more frequent and intense hurricanes and cyclones, more forest fires, etc., etc. The problem with such assertions is that the scientific data gathered by scientists working for the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change show no statistically significant uptrends in those phenomena. And perhaps we should recall the humility and honesty of the 2001 IPCC report, which stated categorically, the climate system is a coupled, nonlinear chaotic system, and therefore the long-term prediction of future climate states is not possible. Another way to look at the supposedly dangerous 1.5 degree C temperature increase is to ask the people broadcasting this alarm, what is the correct temperature of Earth's atmosphere anyhow? There is, in fact, no objective way to answer this question. It's all a matter of opinion. To pluck a number like 1.5 degrees Celsius out of thin air creates an air of pseudoscientific precision, but the assertion is truly arbitrary. Recall that, in the 1970s, some scientists were sounding the alarm about an impending ice age because temperatures had been in a downtrend since the 1930s. But then, starting around 1980, the temperature trend reversed and Earth got warmer. Then the alarm became, oh no, we're all going to fry. The inference here is that scientists, like other human beings, are often influenced by recency bias. In the 70s, it was colder than it had been a few decades earlier, and so they said that Earth was threatened by dangerous cooling. But since 1980, the alarm has been just the opposite. That because the temperature was reversing the decline of 1940-1980, humanity is threatened by dangerous warming. Neither of these hysterical theories rests on any sort of proof that, say, the 1960s, was the ideal, right temperature of planet Earth. Assertions that humans should strive to stop changes in global temperature are arbitrary and ultimately groundless. That brings us to the other mantra of alarmists, the net zero dogma. This is the thesis that CO2 is the control knob for Earth's temperature, and that the human race must act to collectively keep the atmospheric concentration of CO2 from rising any higher than its current about 420 parts per million through a combination of reducing carbon dioxide emissions and finding clever ways to extract CO2 from the atmosphere. The utter fatuity of this slogan is apparent from multiple angles. Long-term datasets show no significant long-term correlation between CO2 concentrations and global temperatures. The CO2 enrichment in our atmosphere has brought far more benefits than costs. And the cost of trying to deny ourselves the rich benefits of CO2 would be punitively harsh, affecting most cruelly the poorest people in our country and around the world. Future historians may well marvel at the mania that infected the progressive political movement in the United States in the late 20th and early 21st centuries when opportunistic politicians seized on wild, scientifically shaky assertions about how a beneficent CO2-enriched atmosphere and environment were treated as some sort of curse to be reversed. 1.5 degrees Celsius and net zero deserve places in whatever future Hall of Fame is established to commemorate pseudoscientific irrationality or fatuous sloganeering.